Third parak of Bikurim, Mishnah Yud Beis, the last Mishnah of this parak of the Sech of Bikurim. The Ma Amru La Bikurim Kenuch Be Kohen. In respect to what did they say that the Bikurim, once the Kohen gets it, is considered like his property? Shukoyim Em Avodim Vekakoy Sabeim Etmei. He can buy with them servants and lands and non-kosher animals that he wants to use for working purposes. Working with them, you do not have to buy food with it. Well, Balchoyim Noitim Lachoyim. You can pay off your bills with it. Peishav Ksuvasa, pay your Ksuva to one's ex-wife. Kis Sefer Torah. The first child Sefer Torah means that Sefer Torah also, if somebody owes money, he can pay his debts from his Sefer Torah. Another pshat that Rav brings is Sefer Torah also, that he could use it for his uses and also could use it for Sefer Torah, even though Sefer Torah has no eating use at all. All these other things can somehow bring him food, whether he eats them directly or uses them to produce food. But in any event, as we said, Bikurim, once the coin happens, he could make any kind of transaction with it to exchange it for money. He says that the coin can only give it to another coin who is a chaver, who knows the halachas, and he will eat this bikurim like the bikurim should be eaten b'tayra. But otherwise he should not give it over to a kohen who may not eat in b'tayra. And also he says b'tayra, the Rav learns that b'tayra means he should give them as a gift, and he should not buy things with them, which seems to be disagreeing with the Tanakhama. I might be passing the Tanakhama, you can buy things with the bikurim. Chachamim oinim, the Chachamim say the way the Bikurim would be mischalik, it would be like this. First of all, bring the Bikurim into the Beit HaMikdash, leave it by the Mizbeach. Then, we mentioned before, the Kohanim would split up to 24 Mishmaras. So the Mishmar of that week would then come in, and they would take all the Bikurim that was given that week, and they split it amongst the Hei Mizchalik and Beinei, the Kosher Mizbeach, and they would be Matab between them, that Kosher Mizbeach. There's also an extra Chiddush here, that even though there may have been amaratzim within the Kohanim of that Mishmar, he's still allowed to give it to them, because since it was brought into the Beit HaMikdash, the things that had a higher level of Kedusha, even the amaratzim were very careful of that. We don't have to be concerned that we're not eating the Tahir. We have just in Zeicha to finish Maseches Bikurim, and we have in Zeicha to finish the Seder of Zeroim. May we be able to finish all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah.